Oshawa, Ontario, Canada.
On a frequency of 1580 kilohertz.
And at 107.7 megahertz.
You're listening to Oshawa's Oldies.
Victory. He now faces a runoff against Geraldo Alckmin, the former governor of Sao Paulo, who finished second with 41%. Lula's poll lead shrank late in the campaign, and his workers' party was accused of engaging in dirty tricks against Mr. Alckmin and other opposition politicians. And in what looks to have been a huge tactical error, the president chose not to take part in a final televised debate.
The BBC's Steve Kingston in Sao Paulo. Brazilian authorities have confirmed there were no survivors among the 155 people aboard the Brazilian jetliner that crashed deep in the Amazon jungle. The Boeing 737-800 apparently clipped a smaller executive jet in midair on Friday, then crashed in the jungle that was so dense that crews had to cut down trees on Saturday to clear a space for rescue helicopters to land. The smaller plane carrying Americans safely landed at a nearby Air Force base. With 155 passengers and crew dead, Friday's crash is the worst in Brazilian history. Hurricane Isaac is increasing its speed as it moves north in the Atlantic. The Canadian Meteorological Service has issued a tropical storm watch for Newfoundland's Avalon Peninsula, including the cities of St. John's and Cape Race. Tropical storms have winds of at least 63 kilometers an hour.
But the hourly news for updates, they turn to CBC Radio and visit cbc.ca.
The CBC Radio is open and happy home. And now, so gone, we'll bring you the latest news from the National Radio Newsroom. It's been successful public broadcasting from around the world via the World Radio Network. We're here from the Netherlands, Sweden, and Syria, South Africa, the UK, Germany, Poland, the Czech Republic, and Russia. More information about us and this program can be found on the web. cbc.ca/overnight. You may also write for us at CBC Radio Overnight, P.O. Box 500, Station A, Toronto, Ontario, N5W1E6. Coming up, programming from Radio Netherlands. You're listening to CBC Radio 1.
6 years ago this month, the first international war crimes trial came to a close in Nuremberg. The trials had been set up by the Allied powers at the end of World War II to judge leading Nazis. Nuremberg, Law on Trial, is produced and presented by Michel Ernstein. At the end of World War II, a continent lies in ruins.
Well, I've got a little career degree. Peter Adler.
The
The bejesus out of him. You know, last time he was here, there was a family argument going on, which is not a new thing on the show, you know, but he thought he had woken up in the middle of a bad show. He thought he went to sleep during Joey Reynolds and woke up during I'm a Sinner.
Oh, don't mention him. You know what I think of him.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, there's a look. You know, Amos has got the, he's got that television look now. You know, they've glossed him over and he looks laid up.
Exactly. And I don't care if you listen to him or not. You people, if you ever met him, you'd walk in the other direction. Trust me.
No, he's a major talent. He's been number one in New York for a number of years.
Yes, I got it.
But there was a bunch of guys named in the news magazine today. Did you see this?
Well,
they got the talk show host on them.
Yeah, and they have everybody in there. They
name all of these people.
Oh, don't tell me.
Not Newsweek. It's not Newsweek.
No,
it's Newsmax magazine.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's a magazine that's trying to make a name for itself. Out of West Palm Beach, where we are number one with Myra, what's our rating in West
Myra,
Palm Beach?
What's our rating?
You're talking
what? We have about a 35 share.
35 share.
That's WFTL. That magazine is published on there.
Yeah.
And we should get a copy of that. It shows all the... You know, I'd like to bring these on the air because I'm jealous.
What did it say?
It says that they got all these other guys who are talk show hosts who have...
I wanted to
look at the magazine to see if they had me in there, first of all, because they got the top 25 talk show hosts. And I figured, well, maybe they didn't say anything to me.
Top most influential radio.
Oh! Yeah, she has the privilege, because she doesn't do it every breath.
I don't do it every breath.
You know, what's that song?
Every breath I take.
Go ahead, Paul. Make a noise. We should have Zero Boy make a noise every time I speak. All right. So this news magazine, Newsmax magazine, has number one. Bill O'Reilly's on there.
No, he's number two. Who is number one?
They had all these people who are.
Rush Limbaugh was number one.
Naturally. Yeah, but what are they doing with this?
Where was Joey? Was he five? Was he six? Was he nine?
Wasn't in it at all.
28.
I'm not in there.
You're not in there.
No, I get passed over. I must be a Jew.
Really, I was very insulted.
Well, then let me interrupt you.
What?
I'm never anywhere.
Let me tell you something, Joey. That's
What? You know, I'm Zelig. I just show up at all these events and parties.
I'm not even Zelig.
Me in, but they don't know who I am because I have no name. I have no identity. I just show up. I'm just there.
Joey, your listeners will argue that
now,
with
no,
you.
No, wait. I went to the Italian. I had this on with Pat Cooper last night. I was the co-grand marshal in the parade, not a sign with my name on it.
Well, that
and
bothered
even
me.
On the float.
I'm
father.
Standing in front of Johnny Russo's
meeting while he's standing there.
I didn't know who you were.
They didn't have... Yeah. He knew who I was, but he didn't know my name.
Because there was no sign.
It's Zelig.
It's Zelig.
And so I'm on all these things. I'm not really known. No. You know, I went... What else happened? There was the Rock and Roll Hall of... No, wait. The what is this? We didn't get you on the air yet.
No, I hear somebody talking. I don't know who it is.
They didn't want to ruin your anonymity. Yeah.
Come on, Myra. You're supposed to be doing much. Publicity. What's the problem,
no,
Myra?
No, she's not a publicist. No. Myra is your mom.
I know.
She is your den mother.
I know. That's why we're not known.
And this is a little... No, we are known.
We're known, but
we're
big
known
audience.
By all the wrong people.
I see.
We need to be known by the audience that we keep, not by the... By the people who listen to this show.
We want people to have heard about us so they wonder what's going
this
on.
This show has a number one rating.
That's
and
right.
And it's been high rated. And nobody knows why.
Well, that's obvious.
I
don't
know. There's no name recognition.
No.
Every time they write an article, this week, in the, what brought Imus up was the Daily News David Hinckley, whom I like very much.
Yeah, he wrote a beautiful article about you.
Yes, he did. And the other day he mentioned that there's no show like Imus's. I don't know how he meant that.
It made me sick.
Yeah, because there's no, it's a different kind of a show, and there's no other show that does that. And I was thinking, that's the show, right? Isn't this the show that's different than all the other ones?
Well, to me, the show is more intelligent and isn't as nasty.
That's our problem.
We've got to have a fight.
Stupid and nasty. You know, stupid and nasty is a good combination.
Well, I thought I brought that to the show.
I heard Michael Savage tonight, and he took a phone call. Myra said she was listening to me the other day, and he was talking about something intelligent.
Yeah.
Mickey's just coming in with his packed lunch.
Yes, I got a luggage here.
What's he doing? He was in the other room making sandwiches?
No, he's doing what he needs to do.
There were three pieces of lox left. He wanted to get
it. Yeah, leave him alone. He's happy.
Easy victory in Tennessee.
David Carr,
one of his best days as a pro.
Where are those bandwagon jumpers? Just as the Dolphins had that top finish last season, they... Many were saying Super Bowl. Dolphins and Panthers, Super Bowl.
Dolphins are still, their schedule is still the next few weeks, certainly tenable, and they certainly could get right back in the playoff chase, but they don't look very good so far.
Scaled Christmas cards from Christians.
Walking the word of God on Christmas cards that aren't the usual snowman and reindeer greetings. These cards express meaningful spiritual messages. And
But people who love Jesus Christ ought to be sending meaningful, challenging, spiritual acknowledgments of the birth of Christ. Why don't we do any less? I just don't understand it.
Request your holiday card today and make this year's season more than just a stale greeting. More details and receive your Walk in the Word Christmas card in today's program.
Welcome back to Walk in the Word with James McDonald. Be sure to check out our website next time you're at a computer. Go to walkintheword.com. You'll find a wealth of resources, including today's message. Now let's continue with our message called God Shows Up When I Am Weak.
Do you remember the first time you saw somebody suffer? Do you think about it? Do you remember the first time you saw somebody really suffer? And you couldn't make sense out of it. I was 9 years old, and there was a family that we were very close to. They had two boys and two girls, and we were pretty close families. In fact, my brothers and I would go to this thing called Boys Brigade, which was kind of like Christian Boy Scouts. And we would carpool with them. They'd drive one way, we'd drive the other way. And they had two daughters, and one of the daughters was named Wendy.
Thank you.
Carr.
Tina Hedges.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about we meet every 2 nights in Las Vegas?
Thank you.